Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, and the Lord wants you to thrive, not strive, not just survive in 2025. And I also sense the Lord would say he wants you to be fully alive in 2025. And as I've been bringing God's prophetic word and releasing, you can go back through the messages since October time when our Jewish brothers and sisters kicked off with the Jewish New Year 5785, which overlaps with our new year on the Gregorian calendar, 2025. What does that mean prophetically? And I shared last time into the meanings of the 5785 very briefly. And I want to focus on, as we've hit 2025, 5785 in the Jewish calendar. What does the number 5 mean in Hebrew, just because it has so much prophetic depth and meaning? Every letter is the same as the number, and it also has a pictorial and a prophetic meaning, as I kicked off with last time. And I want to continue on in that vein, just to help you to be able to come into alignment with what God is saying and doing, because God's will is paramount. God's will is for every one of us to be blessed, not stressed, to be flourishing, not to be declining in any way, but to be climbing higher into his purposes, to be living above it all, to be in absolute agreement with heaven. What does that take? What does that mean? Because God's will is that none would perish. But yet we know the reality is that that all would come to know him. But we know the reality is that that isn't going to be the case. Why? Because what must happen for God's will to be activated in our lives is that we must apply our faith. It takes faith to receive the great salvation that our Father offers to us through his Son Jesus, paying the price for our sins on the cross. It takes faith to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It takes faith to read God's word and to apply his word to our lives, to be obedient to God. It takes faith. And for us in the Bible, there are thousands, some say it's around 7,000, some say more, promises that God wants for us to let go of all of our doubt and to take hold of his promises, of his goodness, of his blessings for us. But we activate that just as in the natural world that we are living in. We activate buying something we see in a shop by money. We activate the kingdom, all of the attributes, all of the goodness, all that is accessible and available to us, that Jesus has made available by our faith. The currency of this world is money. The currency of God's kingdom, that kingdom which will never fail, that kingdom which will never fade away, that kingdom that will never disappoint, that kingdom that has no lack and has all of the supply that will never run dry. We activate God's kingdom by faith. As children of God, we are in this world. We are not of this world. So for this year, the Lord is saying he wants us to thrive, not strive, not just survive. And he wants us to be fully alive in 2025. And those who are born, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, who came to him, and he said, you must be born again. He was a religious leader, but he said, well, how can that be? I've been born once through my mother, naturally, but God wants you to be born again supernaturally. And that's through the bloodline of Jesus Christ applied to yours and to my life and through the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit means breath. The very breath we first breathed was oxygen based when we were born, either at home birth or in a hospital. The first breath that we need to take to be born again is to be born again of the breath of God, the breath of the Holy Spirit. When God created Adam and Eve, you and me, when he created them in the garden, it says that he breathed into them and they became alive. So to be fully alive in 2025, we can only do that by knowing Jesus, by being restored, our broken relationship with our Father restored once more, and by being filled with the Spirit of the Lord, the breath of the Holy Spirit being released through us. As God spoke to me, and I'm loving and I'm living in this one-liner promise, from here on in, I will bless you. He woke me through the night a couple of weeks ago now, as we were going into the new year, from here on in. So wherever you are, God wants you to know, from here, I'll bless you. As you put your trust in me, it's a clean start, it's a new day. And on you, God's hand of blessing is upon you, his hand of protection, of power, of provision, his hand of purpose is on you this year. And in Hebrew, the number 5, 2025, it means the word for it is hey is the Holy Spirit. It means Holy Spirit, it means breath of God. That's what the hey means in Hebrew. When God came to Abraham and he gave his promise to Abraham way back in Genesis, he said, I'm going to bless you. I am going to supernaturally cause Sarai, your wife, to have a son. Isaac was his name, which means happy, because there was great joy and there was great happiness at the release of God's promise and the fullness and the fulfillment of all God had for them. And God wants you to be happy this year. He wants you to thrive, to be fully alive. But what God said before Isaac came forth, he said to Abraham, I'm changing your name from Abram to Abraham. I'm changing Sarah's name, your wife, from Sarai to Sarah. What that actually means, what God actually did, is he put the hey in Hebrew into their names. Abraham became Abraham. Hey is how it's pronounced in the Hebrew. And he put his breath into their names. He became one with Abraham to become Abraham. He became one with Sarah. And from that moment on, they were fruitful. We can only be fully alive by the Spirit of God. Allow God's hey, God's breath, God's Spirit to come upon you, and you will thrive. You will no longer strive, because it will not be by your might or power, but by my Spirit working, breathing, moving through you. As you obey, you are going to move fruitfully, you are going to move flourishingly, you are going to know the blessing of God. The hay, God's hand means hay, is in the number 5. God's Spirit is represented Hebraically in the number 5. And I said last time, within the 5, the hand of God, it represents the fivefold of God. And I'm not going to go into that again now, other than God wants to unite and to release as one the fivefold in his church at this time, which is the apostle, which is the prophet, which is the evangelist, which is the teacher, and which is the pastor. Then his church will be fully alive and thrive in 2025. It's God's, the Spirit of God brings his supernatural into our natural. The number 5 in Hebrew, I'm just recapping quickly from last time, is window, which represents, what does a window do? It brings in light, and it brings in revelation, enlightenment from God's word. There's going to be exposure. What does light do? It shines, and there's going to be an exposure of the works and the hidden works of darkness. Also, the Lord would say that he wants to bring to the surface and to bring to light those areas in your life which aren't pleasing to him. And let God be true and every man a liar. every opinion of yours a lie. When God highlights, and he's been highlighting a lot in my life, I've just laid myself bare on the altar of the Lord, and I've allowed the Lord and repentance to come and for the Lord to deal with me there, because I don't want to be the same at the end of 2025 as I've gone into 2025. I want to thrive. I want to be, to have goals to grow and to know him more and more. It means curse and blessing, the number five in Hebrew. God says, I set before you, and at the beginning of this year, God sets before us life or death. Blessing or cursing, choose life, that you and your children, you and your descendants, you and your family may live, thrive, fully alive in 2025 means that we need the blessings of God. We turn away from all that is not of God. We will obey his word all the way. We will be those who will be obedient to him. And then the Lord is going to bless us from within and all around us, and out of us will flow the blessings of the Lord. It's double portion time, and the Lord wants us to rise and shine. As a window, a door, we came through the year 2024, 5784, which in Hebrew meant a door. Well, we're now into the much more of the Lord. See, like windowed doors. There is transparency. There is enlightenment. God would say a door conceals, but the window reveals. And the Lord is opening the windows of heaven, that we are going to see more into the heavenly realms than we've ever seen before. And the Lord is going to release prophetically onto the earth his fulfillment at this time. There's an accelerated acceleration of all the Lord has said would be fulfilled on the earth. It's happening at an accelerated pace, the Lord has shown me. And within that will be coming increasingly exposure on darkness, and in order for God's light to shine bright. And let's allow his light to penetrate and to shine bright into every area of our lives this year. Go forth, restore, redeem the times, recompense for my enemies and rewards for my own are released from my throne. And as the Lord had said to me, and I'm just repeating quickly here this time, you've been a candle in the wind. It's felt like you're going to be blown out sometimes. The winds of war have raged against you. Oh, but the winds of God's spirit are blowing once more. The winds of war against you came to take you, but the winds of my spirit are blowing again to sustain you. And as I said, and say many times, and as I said before, I can only sustain others out of that which the Lord sustains me. Again, it's time to blaze by the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Every area revived, alive, fully alive. It's time to thrive in 2025. Let praise arise from within you. The Lord has said to me, continuing on now from last time, from that recap, as we let the light shine, God is going to break all barrenness off our lives. The Lord says that he would have you rise in trust and in confidence in his supply that will never run dry. He is breaking off barrenness. Dead dreams are going to rise and live again. You are going to know his good success upon you in all things, in you and through you. It's time to rise and win. God wants you no longer contending and stressing, but just contending for his blessing. And when we seek first the King and his kingdom, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Righteousness is a person. Jesus alone can make us righteous. He puts his right into our wrong, and he disperses our sins. They are as far removed from us as the east is from the west. So they're no longer a part of you whenever you receive the power of Jesus into your life. God wants you contending only for his blessing. Dig deep into his word this year. Let your roots go deep. Into it may look like you've been buried, oh, but the Lord would say you weren't being buried in 2024. No, the Lord was setting you up for the much more fruitfulness that was to come. You were being planted, and you're going to see the fruitfulness come forth in the days ahead. The Lord would say, as his light is shining this year, and we can see that window, he wants us to separate ourselves from what is putrid and to flow in what is purified. And waters are often described in the scripture for God's word. He will purify our lives as we just allow his word to fill us, to soak us. We will know his purification in every area. Then we will go from worriers to warriors. We will go from being world weary to mighty warriors of the Lord at this time. God is renewing us. Just like in the Bible times, they came and they renewed when what was putrid had been offered on the temple of the Lord. There was a remnant that rose. God is saying, remnant, rise, purify the putrid. God is cleaning house. He's cleaning his house. He's taking his church back. And he wants us to be separate from the methodologies, the things of this world. But he is going to cause his church to be his purified bride that will arise at this time. Come forth, dead areas into resurrection life. We need to call it forth from the unseen realm, from the supernatural realm into the natural realm, and to make it seen and to bring it forth into our natural world all around us by the word of the Lord. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is evidence of things not seen. And we are to call forth and to make manifest. The number 5 in Hebrew also means to manifest. God is going to manifest his works and wonders this year like never before as you receive the word of the Lord. And I sense that the Lord would also say today that as we arise and shine, as we are his purified bride, we will know no lack, but we will be his instruments of change and transformation on the earth. Ask of me, Psalm 2 says, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth for they're yours. God is asking us to arise at this time. Don't be subject to sin and to all of the evil works that we're seeing happening within the nations, but let us see and believe God as his bride arises, as his church arises, as we allow his voice to speak through us. We're going to see divine overturnings and divine turnarounds in your nation. You have been given all power and authority. What you permit is permitted, Jesus said. What you do not permit is not permitted. What have we been permitting on our watch within our nations that we must repent of? Let us take God's word as his ruling, reigning and only authority for our lives. And let's pray and let's bring forth and let's speak forth and let's manifest God's works and wonders. Because another meaning of the number 5 in Hebrew is behold. What is God getting ready for us to behold in the year 2025? Some of it's going to be pretty horrific for the people of the world, but for the people of God's word, it's going to be light. We're going to see God's light exposing darkness. It's not going to be pleasant. When there's an exposure, it's not pleasant. But for the children of the Lord, we can know we're right in God's time. We're right in God's hands. And in this year, 5785, 2025, God wants us to be aware of what it means prophetically so that we can be calling forth spiritually for our lives his will. Remember, for God's will to be manifest through our lives, it must be activated by the currency of the kingdom of faith. And people perish, his church perishes through lack of knowledge. So those things which have been hidden from his church, those things maybe which have been lost because we've increasingly gone away from our Jewish roots, God is restoring at this time. It's a reset time, and one and part of what the Lord spoke to me at the beginning of the year. As I laid my life down at the altar, as I gave everything to him afresh, I sensed the Lord challenge me. I laid it all on the line, including Mama of Many. And I said, Lord, if your time is up with Mama of Many, then so be it. And instead, the Lord spoke to me very clear as I've heard his voice, as I really prayed in for a couple of days, seeking the Lord, that rather than lay down Mama of Many, the Lord spoke to me that in 2025, I was to bring messages of 20 to 25 minutes. So 20 to 25 minute messages in 2025. What I realized that would do often with Mama of Many, I just go live. I just speak from my heart. Sometimes I don't know, I just obey. And I believe that spontaneity and being in tune with what the Holy Spirit wants to say, especially in a world and sometimes a Christian world where they try to put you in a box. I believe, and you know, the church has sometimes tried to be cool like the world, and yet the Lord has shown me, I've called you not to be cool, but to be the fire of God, to obey me, to speak my word on my unadulterated word, to bring my word by the power and the fullness of my Holy Spirit. Well, within that, that can be good. But if I'm going live with messages, it's not like when you've prepared a message, if I'm speaking at a conference or whatever, you've prayerfully prepared it. Mama of Many, you've been part of my journal time. That's what you have been with me. We've shared it, God's word, very real and very raw together. And the Lord showed me, though, for this year that I was to bring, because going live like that, it can be more the amplified version because I'm expounding it as I'm receiving it sometimes. But I'm to go live with this message in 20 to 25 minutes, starting from today. So I'm going to be wrapping this up. I'm done within 25 minutes by the word of the Lord. So we're going to pray very quickly in a minute. But what the Lord also said to me and then showed me was, I want you to bring 25 fire starters, if you like, 25 devotionals for 2025. So following this message, I'm going to be releasing every day. Some may just be a few minutes, but certainly within 20 to 25 minutes, bringing God's word. I thought, how will I do that? But God told me during COVID to bring his word every day. And I thought, well, was it going to be a week? Was it going to be 2 weeks? And his word remained strong and faithful. He was the faithful and true one through me for 80 days. So I'm sure God through me has got this 25. I will thrive fully alive by the power of his spirit in 2025. So get ready. Join me, I pray. And as we release 25 for 2025. And we'll just see what the Lord has to say to us each and every day. So when the Lord showed me to do that, what I saw the Lord doing, what is God asking you to do? Do it. The Lord wants me to sharpen, I believe, the delivery of his word. He wants me to be able to compact, to bring it all in, and to be like an arrow. So that's what I sense the Lord saying this year. And I'm up for the challenge. What challenges is the Lord bringing your way? Hey, let me know in the chat, because I'm going to be praying for you. There are many other, that's just one action or outcome, if you like, that God has shown me to do with regards to Mama of Many. When I laid it on the line, the Lord would have you lay everything on the line and ask for him this year that you're going to go forward on his terms, his say and his way, in Jesus' mighty name. So as I bring 20 to 25 minute messages for 2025, I believe the Lord's wanting a fresh sharpening, preparing, focus, laser light of God's word going forward fast and bright in this year of the window, the year of light, hey? And then a friend confirmed it to me that night. And she said, Christine, we're all together in a group. We've been praying together, sharing heart together. And she said, I felt God speak to me that this year is a year of precision. God is going to bring greater precision of his word through you this year. And I received that twofold, that I'm going to be precise with his prophetic and precision. Let's bring his word in his timing. Make it sharper, make it focused. So that's my challenge, because I'm in training too with you. So as we receive his word, as we thrive in 2025, let's obey all the way, come what may. And are you ready? Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We are going fully alive into 2025. No dead areas. We will not strive. We will obey you, Lord. By the power of your Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come and fill us anew. Renew us today as we lean into you and bless every listener and everyone who will obey your word. In Jesus' name. See you tomorrow. God bless you.